It's time to travel to the next room with Jane Asher, an exploration of the bigger picture surrounding life on Earth and what follows. Now, here's your host, Jane Asher, on Empower Radio.
It's always my favorite thing to do is to get into these, you know, enter into these conversations with individuals that embrace it and that want to just think about things and talk about different issues. And this guest, I would say she needs no introduction, but I'm going to give her one anyway, because she's amazing. And she has agreed to be my regular on The Next Room. And I absolutely am honored. Pamela Oseley is, her website is auracolors.com. If you don't know Pam, go to her website. She has really, she's been on every media possible, radio show. She is a consultant. She is an author. She has her own show. She is a professional psychic intuitive, and she can read aura colors. As a matter of fact, she just did Mark, who Mark is our producer tonight, and she did Mark off mic, you know, before we went on, because I thought it would be a real treat for him. And he was sort of like flabbergasted. He was like, oh, you hit the nail on the head. So it was really great, Pam. So thank you for doing that. Pam Oseley, welcome to The Next Room.
Hey, James. Nice chatting with you again. It's always fun.
I'm just always thrilled to have you back on. All right. So this past weekend, I was in Pittsburgh celebrating my Aunt Mary's 80th birthday, who is just a joyous, beautiful, lively human being. And she has four daughters, and the four daughters, they have a bunch of children among them. But the only grandchild that attended was Margaret, and Margaret is 14. And her mom, Anne, is a huge fan of this show. Like, Anne, I'm telling you, Anne promotes me all the time. She's always telling everybody, you've got to listen to Jane's show. You'll love it. And she gives me ideas and suggestions about who to have on the show. And so we got talking about you because she loved listening to the last couple of shows that I've done with you. And Margaret, who's 14, was like really curious about aura colors. And so she started asking me all these questions, and she couldn't get hooked up on Wi-Fi, so she couldn't take your quiz, because Pam's got this really cool, super easy quiz. It's at it's auracolors.com. Just click on free quiz, you answer some questions, and then it pulls up your life colors. So I was trying to explain it as best I can, but Margaret is absolutely a violet yellow. And I'm so excited for her, you know, her very beautiful, here to save the planet 14-year-old self to take the quiz, so that when she does and she comes up a strong violet yellow, she'll go, wow, Jane knew what color I was, because her mother Anne is a blue yellow. So Pam, the way I was explained is that we come onto the planet and we all have like a couple bands that are closest to our body, which are kind of like the colors that we come on the planet with, correct?
Right. Yeah. Most people have about 6 feet of different colored bands in their aura that radiate. They're bands of light. So if people go, what's an aura? It's an energy field, and it shows up as glowing light to me. And most people have lots of different colored bands. The one or two bands closest to the body are what we call the life colors. So that shows who the person is, kind of like their astrology chart or their numerology chart. It's right in their energy field, too.
Yeah, it's cool. So it was really fun. So you were very much the center of a conversation about all kinds of interesting things when I was back in Pittsburgh. So you're gaining all kinds of fans all over the place, everywhere I go. So
I have to pay you for that, Jane?
No, you do not. You know, because you're coming on the show. So that is your payment. There you go. Coming on the show is your payment.
Okay.
So, Pam, are there, you know, with crossing over, and when we go through to the next room or the next dimension, or we travel beyond this, are there ways, because there's so many people they grieve so deeply when they experience a great loss of someone that they truly just are so connected to in a physical way. Are there ways or things that you can teach us or tricks that you can tell us on how we can connect? Like, I know we can connect through you because I've seen the magic that you can do with connecting with our loved ones, but can you teach the everyday person, if they're curious enough, and willing, to be able to connect with their loved ones once they've passed?
Absolutely. And you said a very important word. One of the words is willing. Okay. People, first of all, in order to do this, and we all have these, this ability, Jane, the veil's getting thinner. More and more people are aware that their loved ones are still around them. They feel them, they sense them, they get signs. That's all happening more and more, in case you haven't noticed that. And so the first thing if people really want to learn how to do it is, one, they have to believe that there's life beyond here. They have to believe that the soul goes on, that the consciousness goes on. If they go, nope, sorry, dead, gone, but it's over, they're not even going to pay attention if they get signs or get feelings. So right. Number one is believing that it's real. Number two is being willing to be able to connect with loved ones on the other side, Jane, because a lot of people, believe it or not, not you or I, because we're brave, we're courageous, we're not afraid of anything, but there a lot go. Of people are afraid to connect with that, whether it's it could be the fear of, I shouldn't be doing it, maybe it's wrong, or maybe I'll get something bad, I'll get connected with something evil or bad on the other side, which I do not believe in, and therefore I've also never experienced that. So mm-hmm. that fear needs to go away. Or they're afraid that they'll do it wrong, or they're afraid they can't do it. So you got to let go of the fear and just go for it. So once you get that out of the way, so the belief in it, the willingness to connect, so no fear, and then the big key with any of these abilities, Jane, anything, psychic, remote viewing, all of these things, talking to the other side, it's all about getting quiet and noticing, because we're such chatterboxes. If we're not talking, we're being chatted, we chat in our heads, blah, 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 blah. Or we're on our iPhones, or we're watching TV, or we're on our website, whatever. So we're talking to people. We have a challenging time in this country anyway of being quiet, but getting quiet and still and calm, it's much more obvious to sense energies, to sense messages, to even receive signs or messages. So it's really, those are the major keys on doing it. And then basically what I tell people to do is, once you're quiet, here's one of the keys. You may hear the person communicating with you in your head. And you'll go, and most people go, I think I was just making that up. I was just hoping I was talking to him, so I think that maybe I was just thinking about it and making it up. And I go, well, here's the key. Usually when you're hearing from a loved one and you're getting messages in your consciousness, they will use their language, their words. They won't talk like you talk. They'll use their words. And again, some people, it's like, well, that could be my imagination, right? Well, just keep practicing. Just keep going, because you'll probably hear things that'll, like, wow, I didn't know. I wasn't thinking that. And I heard that my dad saw so-and-so over on the other side, or a name, and I don't even know that name. So you can check with somebody else. Does dad know somebody by the name of, oh yeah, he grew up with that person, or that was his cousin who died a long time ago. So, you can test that out. The other thing to do, especially if those people that have yellow in their auras, pay attention to your physical, yellows are more physical. Yellows are more physical. So they feel it in their physical bodies. They're more kinesthetic. So a lot of times people will get goosebumps, or they'll feel an energy, or they'll feel a touch, or they'll just feel this presence. So trust that. That's a big key. Once you get these feelings or these thoughts or these messages or signs, that's another thing. A lot of people will find money on the ground and know, nickels like you do, or pennies, and go, wow, my aunt always did that, or my grandfather said he was going to do that, or they'll see butterflies outside the window, or hummingbirds. Most people can tell if they get a sign. Now, a lot of skeptics will go, well, there's butterflies everywhere, but the person that's getting the sense of it can tell. It's like, no, that wasn't normal. That wasn't normal. I could tell. I sensed that was my mother, or that was my grandmother. It was just obvious that butterfly was there, or a hummingbird was there, because she always loved those. So the key in really learning how to develop this ability and access your connection with loved ones, because I can guarantee you they're still alive, they're still on the other side. All the spiritual teachings even talk about that. And physics says that energy can never be destroyed. It just changes form. Mm-hmm. So this isn't some woo-woo thing. This is actually right. science, too. And I've been talking to people now on the other side for, I've been doing this for 35 years, so I know it's real, and I've gotten enough proof that it is because I talk to their loved ones, and I know all kinds of things that there's no way I could know about it. So the key then, when you start getting the feelings or the messages in your mind or signs that come to you, the key is learning to trust it.
Mm.
It's like really learning how to trust. And basically all of that involves trust, believing right. it's possible, believing you can do it, believing that it's the other person that has crossed over that's connecting with you, and then trusting that what you're hearing is real. So it involves a, I don't want to say a deep level of trust. I want to say it's simple trust.
Mm-hmm.
It's just getting quiet enough to go, you know what? I feel it. I really feel like that was the truth. And after a while, Jane, I swear you can tell the difference between, I think that might have been wishful thinking, because at the beginning, that's where your mind goes. Oh, it's just my imagination. I'm just mm-hmm. wishing for it to happen, so I'm making it up. But the more you do it, the more you practice it, the more you're going to feel the subtle differences when it's really the person communicating with you, because they will come through. They'll find ways. Some of them, well, you'll know, some of them get really loud. They're really adamant about talking to you. And some of the other beings that have crossed over were always quiet and shy and demure. And so it might come through really subtle or quietly, but you feel the personality coming through.
I love that. And you know what? I'm getting really good at it because I've got some really powerful loved ones that are in the next room. So I always tell people when they ask me, I say, talk to them out loud, because it is my feeling that they cannot read our minds, because that would just be weird.
But they can, Jane. They can.
Yeah.
When somebody crosses over, there are no boundaries. They can feel our feelings. They can hear our thoughts. There's no boundaries. They can fully connect with us now.
Mm.
So they can read your mind. But we can do that too. I mean, I can read your mind. I mean, I just did that with Mark. I could tell what was going on with him. That's why I use those specific examples.
Right.
So we're very telepathic. And when you cross over, there's even less boundaries.
Right.
So if you're in a place where you're like, Dad, help, or Mom, help me. You know, I don't want to say it out loud because I'm in a crowded place. I really need you to show me which way to go. You can think it, and they'll give you an answer.
Okay.
You get guided all the time that way.
Yeah.
That's been my experience.
Yeah, I like to do, I don't know why, I just feel like when you speak out loud, it feels like you're really connecting, because you've got that deep faith that you don't have to just sit there and have a quiet thought, but you can actually have a regular conversation. And I feel like when I do speak out loud, I get answered. Like I was just in my car yesterday, and I was troubled about something, and I was talking to my dad, and I have my phone is always plugged in to my car so that all my music is on there. So I had a playlist playing, and I'm talking to Dad, and I'm just, you know, hey, you know, I'm just, what about this? And I'm running this scenario by him because I know he would have good advice about this particular issue. And all of a sudden, my phone skipped right to a different song. In the middle of one song, it skipped right ahead and it went to "The Best Is Yet to Come." And I started laughing and I said, okay, thanks, big guy, loud and clear, because my dad was an electrician, and he has, my mother I'm connecting in a whole different way, but my dad is really connecting through electronics, where my mother is connecting on a much different level than my dad. And so, I mean, is that, like you said, you just have to kind of pay attention and look for the signs. And I think with my dad being he was a very tech savvy guy for making it to 91. He had a cell phone and he just loved gadgets and he loved electronics. And so it makes total sense to me that my dad is connecting electronically, where my mother is not. She's connecting on a much softer, more deep rooted kind of intuition based, kind of like telling me what to do or where to go next or what to write. So it's very interesting.
It makes sense to me that you talk out loud. You got Violet in your aura, Jane, and Violet's are the communicators.
Ah, there you go.
And they use the media to get messages out to people. And they're speakers and they're performers. And they use their voice a lot. So it doesn't surprise me at all that your violet is talking out loud. There are a lot of people out there that are like shy, sensitive tans or yellows or blues that are like, I don't want to say it out loud. I would feel like, you violets are, you know, more like, no, I'm out here. Come on, let's do it. So it is a tool. Whatever works for people. Whatever works. Some people can, especially yellows, they can go, because they're very kinesthetic in body, they can go, to show me you're there by letting me feel you, or send a wave through, or let me feel something. Violets are communicators. They like to talk sing or perform.
See, this is good, you know, because I'm learning something, you know, and so I love that they can connect on all different levels. If you just tuned in, my guest is, she's a regular on the show, which I'm thrilled about. Her name is Pam Oseley. Her website is auracolors.com. Beautiful website. You can connect with Pam through there. She's written several books, and they're really good books. You can take her Aura Color quiz. You can kind of see what she's all about, because what I love about you, Pam, is that you were put on the planet to help heal us. You know, you're like this natural, inspirational healer. Everything you post on Facebook, on your beautiful Facebook pages, which you've got several, and on your Instagram account, your Twitter accounts, everything is geared toward love and for each of us to find the expansiveness and to kind of really step into our light. I've never, ever, ever seen you go negative, ever, not even, you know, a little bit. And goodness sakes, in this day and age, we need your energy and what you have to share, because I'm seeing what you're doing with just your following through social media. They love it. They love, like, everybody feel like, oh, I needed to hear that. Thanks, Pam. So if you're out there and you need a good, positive, beautiful soul to follow, look for her on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, Aura Colors, under Pam Oseley, under Love Colors, or just Google Pam Oseley, and you will see all kinds of ways to connect with her. So I had to get that out there, because I'm just...
Thanks, Jane. And yeah. My last name is Oseley, O-S as in Sam, L-I-E.
Yes.
Most people try to put a Y on the end, but it's O-S-L-I-E, if they're going to use my name. Hey, thanks for that. Geez, I'm getting free commercials here. I love it.
Well, it's true, you know, because there's a lot going on right now. And I want to circle back to what you said about the veil is getting thin. And it's unbelievable. Just since I've been doing this show, I'm like amazed at what has happened. You know, one person connected me to another person. And then all of a sudden, I find out that they're putting on this, it's called the Beautiful Dying Expo. And it's in San Diego. And I connected with Michelle, who is the curator of this event. And the next thing I know, she's like, Jane, do you want to be on the steering committee? I need you on the steering committee. So I'm cracking up and I'm like, yes, please. Are you kidding? This is beautiful. And so then I told her about you and she's like, oh my gosh, could she come down? Could she do a huge room full? And I said, yeah, she can do anything you want. That, you know, she's amazing. So it's really, I'm seeing so many great things that are happening, and the conversation is getting bigger and, you know, and less freaky, and people are opening up. We're actually, as Americans, finally talking about this, and in other cultures, they have been very hip to death and the cultural love that surrounds that next phase, whatever it is, because we just go on, right?
Right. Well, you know, as Einstein, that basically paraphrasing him, said, you know, a problem can't be solved by the same mind that created the problem in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're doing, instead of getting part of, like you brought up earlier, part of the conversation about negativity and blame and them against us and conflict, it's like, okay, we're never going to solve things that way. Nothing's ever been solved that way for thousands and thousands and thousands of years.
Ever.
War, conflict, you know, disagree. That doesn't solve anything. Mm-hmm. So what we're doing, I like that you noticed that I got yellow. We yellows were fun. We're a sense of humor, optimists. We're the cheerleaders on the planet. We came here to bring people joy to have fun, and like you said, to help others heal. Blues, mm-hmm. and I'm a blue-yellow, blues are here to bring love and help everyone feel, you know, it's a big love thing. And Earth has a blue aura, and so the Earth's aura is all about love, learning about love. So I love being part of the conversation that gives people an option to not be fear-based, to be positive, optimistic, empowered. This isn't just la la la, let's go smell the flowers. This is like, hey, you guys, once we realize who we really are, what amazing souls we are, and the abilities that we have, which is why I like talking with you, Jane. I like showing people what's possible with our consciousness and who we really are, because once we get that, there's no fear. There's no blame. It's actually playful creation. And then we get to create our lives and inspire people and encourage people to be full out. So then we're not coming in fear. We're in joy and love and fullness. That's definitely, I want to see people happy and fulfilled and living their purpose for being here.
Yeah, I love that.
Not stuck in fear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, and how wonderful that, you know, you found your direction and your path at a very early age, because you did not, you know, one minute you're a concert promoter and doing really cool, putting on great events and everything. And the next thing you know, you were tuning in. And like somebody said to me last week, they were saying, well, how does she get her messages? And I said, the best way I can describe Pam and how I've noticed what she does, it's like she has her own frequency. It's like she's a human radio with a little antenna, and she can receive, but she can also retract when she needs to be quiet, or because you're highly sensitive to, you know, caffeine and other people like alcohol and things like that, which you don't imbibe on those types of things. But, you know, when you do go out in public, you're able to kind of reel your energy in so that you can go out and enjoy if you go to hear music or whatever. Because that would be hard on you.
It could be. It's tricky driving down to Los Angeles on the freeways in Santa Barbara. Wow, can I pick up people's thoughts and energies in the car? So it's a little overwhelming. But at least this way, I know when I go, oh, that person's going to pull out in front of me. So I back off, and there they did. They changed lanes right in front of me. So there's benefit to it. But, yeah, and I'm not hypersensitive that I'm like one of those people that I can't go out in crowds because I'm too sensitive. It's like, you know what? You're right. I pull it back. I love that you described it perfectly. It's like a radio station with the little antenna up, and I can pick up signals just like we do pick up radio waves. Or self waves, or, you know, cell phone waves, whatever. It's like, it's exactly how I do it. It's like you just tune into another frequency, just like you do a radio station.
I remember you were, you came to Chicago when I was there, and I was going to have a bunch of girlfriends over, and you were going to do like a reading in my living room with everybody, and everybody was super excited. And this was pretty progressive for these gals in Chicago, because this was back in early 90s, I'm going to say 90, 91. And you were staying with me. And I know that you're sensitive. And I went out in the morning, you were in my guest room, and I went out and I was standing in front of my coffee pot. And I was having the thought like, oh, man, I really could use some coffee, but I don't want to get Pam jacked up because she's got to have all these people over. And from the back behind me, from my bedroom, spare bedroom, you said, it's okay, Jane, make a pot of coffee. And I started laughing. I'm like, little things like that my whole life with you have happened, which is just, your gift is just, it's just so awesome and so enormous. So if someone wants to gain your type of knowledge, like if they're listening, they're like, man, my whole life I've just kind of known things and I've been tuned in and I would love to do what Pam loves. Can you learn?
Absolutely. We're all born with this ability. Here's Jane, the thing is anything I can do, and there's thousands of people on the planet that are doing the same thing. If I can do it and we can do it, that means everyone has the ability to do it. It's an innate ability with all of us. Some people are going to be better at it than others. Some people are going to be braver about it than others, just like some people are better piano players than others, but we can all learn how to play chopsticks on the piano, right?
Right.
So we can all learn how to do it. And I actually have, online courses. I have e-courses on my website. That I filmed some of my workshops. So teaching people how to do all of this, how to see auras, how to talk to people on the other side, how to go in and out of parallel universes, how to go into other lives, well, some people call them past lives. So future lives, past lives. I teach people how to do all of that. And you know what? Here's the, Jane, the cool thing about all this is it's fun. It's not scary. It's not weird. It's not bad. It's fun. It's expansive. And in my perspective, every time we discover something new, like aerodynamics, now we know we can fly. We have more freedom. We can fly around the planet now if we want to. Every time we make a discovery about what's really possible, it actually gives us more freedom. So the things that I teach, the things that I demonstrate to people and reveal what's possible, it just ultimately gives us more freedom. And it's kind of cool to do it in the workshop and, you know, kind of practice along with it. You can do it with someone. You can do it on your own. There's lots of exercises on your own, just helping people expand and open up and feel safe about evolving and becoming more.
Well, there you go. And that's it. We're out of time. So I want to encourage, I was just looking at all the courses and she's not kidding. Just go to auracolors.com and you can go from beginner's aura colors all the way down to Quantum Leap. And there's e-courses. And like I said, there's that great little free quiz about your aura colors, which I love to do. I don't know why I take it because I always come out the same, but it's just fun. She's got a great newsletter. You can connect with her on all the social media. It's right off on the left-hand side, and it is OSLIE, Pam Oastley. AuraColors.com. She's my fabulous regular guest. Pam, I adore you. Thank you for, I know it was last minute when I got a hold of you today, so thank you for taking the time.
Oh, we like playing, right? We're having
fun.
Yeah,
we do.
Thanks, Jane, for having me on. I really always appreciate it.
No, you're so welcome. Next time, we're going to talk parallel universes and dual frequencies, and we're going to get really freaky deaky. So just stay tuned. Pam will be back on probably in the next few weeks on The Next Room. Thanks for listening.
Join Jane again next week for The Next Room on Empower Radio as she examines the beliefs, traditions, and personal evidence of connection with those who have moved on to The Next Room.